Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, that's a bad shot. I don't care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But that story won't be told that it was a bad shot.
Tied at 115, crowd rising to the feet. George will defend Lillard.
After a week of sports that could drive a sane person crazy, two men arrive in the wee hours of a Sunday to provide clarity, truth, and questionable sports takes.
Spread floor, Lillard with 47 tonight. Working it down to 2-1, a deep three. Oh!
This is Sports Sunday.
Blazers win the series, a walk-off three from Lillard.
A recap of the sports week, a preview of today's games, and next week's big stories.
Damian Lillard from way downtown.
Now, here are Rashad Taylor and Joe Fisher with Sports Sunday on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I mean, that's a bad shot.
The Fan.
What's good? Sunday morning, Sports Sunday. Joe Fish here, Rashad Taylor across the table, Jordan Schultz across the glass. How we doing this morning, fellas?
What's up with it?
Nothing much, man. Sunday morning vibes, you know how it is. You and I talking about the movies. I feel like me trying to convince you to play more golf is you trying to convince me to go to the movie theater.
Well, here's the thing, you don't have to convince me to play more golf. Like, I'll play. It's just a matter of, you know, having the leisure to do it, you know? So I'll definitely play, but
I feel bad because Rashad was like, have you watched that new Air yet? The Matt Damon, Ben Affleck? And I was like, no. And he's like, we should go as a team, go watch that movie. I'm like,
three of us, you know? Should go check it out.
I
start beer in the movie theaters now and everything.
I shot it down immediately. I was like, I'm not about to go do that. I was like, I love you guys, but going to movies, it's not on my radar.
See, if I were blonde, 5'3", with big boobs, he'd like, yeah, I love movies.
Okay, okay.
I love movies. Let's go.
Damn near anything, if you hear that. I mean, yes. What do you want me to do?
I love cults. Let's go join one together.
Oh, wow. Sounds good. What goat we sacrificing today?
What's going on, boys? Happy Sunday. To get in on the convo, I actually saw more people at my movie theater last night in Wilsonville.
So you were just there last night?
I wasn't there. I drove by.
Okay,
no,
gotcha.
No. I drove by it. Saw people in the parking lot. So I think that is kind of a spring break activity going on. But I guess to answer your question, how are you? I'm feeling about as good as Dame, Jeremy Grant, Anthony Simon, and Yusuf Nurkic, who are all out for today's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh,
I think that's the mood that I'm in.
Are they really?
All four of them are out
today. I saw the headline on Bleacher Report.
I mean, I don't want to get too sportsy right
too
away.
Too early? Yeah.
But my Joey, my son, is going to the game today, and I don't think he knows any of that.
He's going to get
We should bring him in and ask him how he feels about them not playing.
What do you think of Ryan Archie Diacono?
Yeah,
you know.
How are you feeling about Trendon Watford's post-defensive game?
I'm curious about how, like, honestly, how kids feel. You know, when you're young, you just love a team.
He knows. You know, yeah. He knows, but they suck right
now.
Yeah,
but even if they suck, are you still like, that's still my team and I still love them? Or are you like most kids and like, I'm going to find a new team for right now until I find the one that's good enough for long enough?
Ooh, Joe, actually, I want to hear both of your guys' opinions on this, because I personally, I feel like I fall into... There's a section of kids, you know, in sports fandom that act like this, but it's kind of the super nerds. I think that going back to like when I was maybe 8 to 13, 14, 15 years old, that was when I cared most about like guys 11 through 15 or 16 on the roster. So I was rooting for like the Rick Brunsons, you know, the Portland Trailblazers. I wanted Ha Sung Jin to get in, you know, and start a game. No, seriously,
who didn't,
you know,
right?
How? Yeah, pretty much.
Put in Ruben Boomjay.
Yes!
Let's go.
Yeah.
Put him in.
I'm doing the Ruben Boomche dance in here. I wish we were on camera right now. But yes, all those guys, I wanted to see them on the roster. And I knew, you know, completely 1 to 15 who the Portland Trailblazers were. So at least as a kid, for me, that's how I watched sports. But I don't know if you guys cared about those guys as a kid. That's when I cared most about those guys on the roster.
Well, we already got a text line. 503-864-6FAN. A text on the text line saying, please don't talk about the SC Blazers all morning.
You know, we're gonna oblige. Awesome. We're not gonna do it all morning, aren't. But we unfortunately we have to at some point. We will not talk about the Blazers the whole time.
There's other good stuff.
We'll probably get to them. But I will say, I mean, are you guys enjoying this tournament this weekend?
Blazers talk is more interesting.
The tournament's still going on?
Yeah, you guys aren't watching any of the tournament. What's been your most intriguing thing about the tournament this weekend? Anything for you guys?
Well, I did watch the FAU game yesterday.
Oh no, I'm talking about the WGC Dell Match Play, baby. PGA Tour. We got a tournament going on right now.
That one. Yeah.
Did you not know that they did a tournament in golf, Rashad?
Yeah, I knew that they happen every now and then.
We have a final
every few weekends.
We're watching the Final Four right now. We're already at the Final Four, and college basketball is a week away from that. Come on, catch up. No, it's this is actually kind of cool in golf. It's like the one time of the year. I think they do it a couple more times. Ryder Cup year this year, actually. But where it's dudes going one-on-one versus each other. Like, it's all stroke play throughout the year. So guys going one-on-one trying to win a tournament. This is a fun format to watch. And I don't want Rory.
Isn't it always one-on-one, kind of?
Well,
isn't that the point of golf?
One-on-one. Like, there's 140 people in the field. But
does your son say 1v1?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
That is a thing.
Those kids, man. The 1v1 thing. 2v2. Don't get it.
What's the new word for cool now? Like, is it still like
lit?
Lit? Or no, I feel like that was
dumb lit. I'm sure there's some 75-year-old P1 that's like, dear God, I'm not listening to Sports Sunday anymore.
Yeah, no, we're done. We're done. I've moved
wrong, guys.
So what is a... So not play golf, Rashad. How about watch golf? You probably
no. I watch golf.
Down.
Yeah. No. So again, golf.
So
is
your
one
level
of, those
of consuming golf is higher than me going to a movie theater.
Probably yes. I guarantee I've seen more golf tournaments in the past
four to five years
than you've seen movies
In
the theater,
movie theater.
For
yeah.
sure.
I honestly cannot remember the last movie I saw in a theater.
Wow.
That's how long it's been.
It's a good question, actually.
Here's the cool part. Like, I go to movies all the time. One, because it's one of my favorite things to do. You know, it always has been. I'm a weirdo. I go by myself sometimes.
No, you,
that's not a
weirdo connoisseur. That's
for like, if I want to see something.
End the stigma of doing things by yourself. Okay.
No, it's absolutely cool. Like, listen, if you're not one of
you
people
just
that enjoys
crapped
your own
on
company,
yourself by going into
no, I'm saying it's
yourself.
Weird because a lot of people, honestly, this is the going to the movies is usually a kind of social thing.
Yeah,
right?
I have heard that remark too. Like, people are like, "Well, that guy's just seeing that movie by himself. What a weirdo."
Well, who are you talking to for that 90 minutes in the theater? So,
that's true.
The socializing is like before or after at dinner. So
there's a lot of things people don't want to do by themselves. Like, for instance, you just want to go to El Gaucho, get yourself just a nice steak.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
Now you look weird, but to some people, it's like, why is that guy just sitting there by himself enjoying a steak? Like, no, like, and like you said, man, and normalize doing those things like on your own if that's your thing. But so
that's how you cope with being an absolute loser. All right.
Bingo.
You say normalize being by yourself. It's a Okay.
Or you're just a single guy.
It's fine.
That's not what I'm saying. Don't listen to Joe.
It's okay.
What I'm saying is normalize having fun on your own in certain regards. Well, so if you like that thing, if that's your thing, like there's some guys that go to like batting cages and everything just on their own. It's like, man, this is
what I like to do. Dude, I haven't been to a batting cage in a minute.
That's something we should do, though.
My wife's going to be gone for like 5 days coming up this week. Should I just stay in the house?
Man, you're already dressed like Ken Griffey Jr. Let's go ahead and go, man.
Yes. Let's do it. I'll be the white, chubby, short version of Ken Griffey Jr.
I am down for a batting cage excursion. I am down for a bowling excursion. I've actually had that in the mind over the last few months where I'm like, I want to go bowling because it has been a minute. I should probably go to a movie theater because it's been a minute. But bowling has been on the mind recently, too. I want to see if I can get some curve on it. If I need bumpers, which probably the case. But, yeah, bowling is I definitely want to get that in. Team bowling outing.
I was going to say, as I've been getting older, one of the things I've been wanting to do is join a bowling league.
That's,
I was like, man, that would be cool.
That sentence just tracks so much. Like, as I've gotten older, I want to join a bowling league.
That's one of those things. Like, as a kid, I remember, like, my mom and stuff going to, like, these bowling alleys and having so much fun. Like, as a kid, just watching them. But there's always, you know, the other kids there to play with the arcade games and everything like that. These bowling alleys are much more advanced than the ones that we had, you know, when we were growing up. So, yeah, man, to let the kids go do their little thing in the game room and then, man, get a team with matching shirts and stuff like that, that'd be dope, man. Play once a week and just drink beer.
I'm going to go a little nostalgia, even though I could do this today if I wanted to. Tigered bowling. Stop after that, go over to Pizza Caboose with the family and get some pizza. That was a Sunday right there.
Tell me.
Was a solid Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, but even when that stuff, for me, some of those things should happen like on weeknights. So, like, on a Wednesday night, like, that was a day that they would go to the bowling alley and stuff like that. Man, what a great way to break up the monotony of the week. It's just like, man, let's just go out, order some chicken fingers, you know, get a few pins in there. Yeah, why not? So, I think we start a 1080 league.
Well, good luck on that.
Well, not league, but at least a team.
I was gonna say.
Let's start a team. What do you say?
Getting anybody on any of the weekday shows to do anything outside of their show is like pulling teeth, dude.
They'll do it. I think they'll do it for me.
No, you pay them and they'll do it. Then, yeah, then we're talking.
Slip a gift card under the bowling ball. You might start to.
That's easy.
Is there some sort of bowling, maybe like Big Al's, if they give us enough money, then we can do something like that.
Hey, come on down. 1080 the fans lane.
Yeah, because telling Brandon Sprague, hey, come out to blah, blah, blah Lang's every Tuesday night. He's a hard no on that. I can already tell. And Isaac Ropp is a hard
no. I'm trying to imagine all those guys not just bowling, but doing, like, you know, a pickup football game or any kind of activity like that for 1080. And it makes me laugh just trying to close my eyes and imagine that.
Well,
all
I do remember everybody did the combine, which was pretty fun. That was nothing but, you know, working out for about an hour, you know, for all of us. So that
blowing out hamstrings almost too.
Who did somebody get hurt? No, was it Suk?
I think it was
Suk that, you know, that got hurt.
Well, I'm not surprised
at that point.
Really?
Dude's shoulders are crabbing.
This is before still stronger than Super Jack Suk. This is right before. You know what I'm saying? Like now he's like
before
incredible
Brazilian
Suk.
Jiu-Jitsu.
Yeah,
like master.
Yeah,
Suk.
Exactly. You know, so now he's a whole different, you know, beast at this point.
Well, I'm down for a bowling outing. I believe Rashad and I have actually talked about, and we'll try and hammer out some details.
Strip clubs.
That's an off-air conversation.
No, okay.
It was like, this is a Sunday morning sports show. What are we talking? Yeah, we got to save that for two more minutes.
It's Saturday somewhere.
No, Rashad and I were actually talking about doing a listener round of golf. Maybe in the next couple of weeks, months, or something like that. We're still hammering out the details. But basically, me, Rashad, Jordan, if you're down. Listener, if you want to come join us a Sunday after our show, we'll get the course and everything worked out. But yeah, we'll start working that out and then we'll put the feelers out there for social media and on the show. And whoever wants to come join, more than welcome to. So once we get that ironed out, we will do that.
We're the people show, man.
Yeah.
Show's for the people. So we want to kick it with the people.
We are the people's champs. We are the people. Oh, don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but because SmackDown's coming up in Portland in a few weeks, I've been trying to keep a little tabs on the WWE. WrestleMania is next Saturday and Sunday.
So excited.
Yeah. I don't know whether to be embarrassed or excited. I'm like, man, am I really getting back into this? Like, it's been like 15, 20 years.
Listen, there are people, Young and the Restless is still on TV. People still watch it every week.
General Hospital, still on the TV.
They know that Victor is not that man's real name. But guess what? You know, they show up every week to watch and see what happens on Young and the Restless. WWE is just Young and the Restless.
I saw Rey Mysterio hit Dominic, his son.
It's awesome. Can't wait for that match.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a great match. So I'm looking forward to all of it.
Drama in WWE.
It's all above my head, by the way, guys. Oh, man. I know nothing about what you're talking
My son's
about.
So pissed. So he goes to outdoor school on the 2nd.
Oh, dude. Cool.
So
want to talk about nostalgia.
Oh, man. And this is like the first time kids are actually getting to stay the week like they used to at outdoor school.
Yeah, it's probably been a few years.
So this is pretty cool for him. He's super excited.
That is.
But the one thing he's not excited about is he's going to miss day 2 of WrestleMania.
Oh, boy.
You know, because he has to be at the bus by 2 o'clock on Sunday, that Sunday. And so he's going to miss the 2nd day of WrestleMania, which he's pissed about.
Ooh,
and they want them to give up their phones. So he has to leave his phone at home. So he can't even at least watch the stream once he gets there.
That is going to turn into Lord of the Flies by the end of it if they got to take away phones.
This is going to be different. I think this is going to be very...
Teachers and counselors are going to be up on stakes, raised above the children. They're going to have chants with like torches and stuff. It's going to be...
Well, I'm not letting him take his phone. You know, he's got an iPhone.
And that's just after day one, by the way. That's what's going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. I fully, you know, so I've been trying to just keep his phone more and more just to make sure he gets used to, seriously, just to make sure he gets used to being
more
social.
Start the withdrawals
social.
Now. So seriously, that way he's,
my son's already very kind of shy, right? And so he's not like great about just going up to kids like, hey, what's up? Your name's Jordan.
That's tough.
You want to play?
Hard,
you know, like, so he's not great at that, but he's also always on his phone. So it's like, man, so we start taking that away and I've noticed him being a little more, a couple of his buddies came by the other day. I was like, oh, okay. Knocked on the door. First time that's happened. I know my son had friends.
Dude.
Knocked on the door.
Isn't that a good feeling?
That's awesome. Like, because we were already outside working out, and then buddy comes by, knocks on the door. I'm like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, yeah, is Kingsley here? He is here, man. Go outside, and then
you're
all
damn
of a sudden,
right, Kingsley, get out of here.
And all of a sudden, his other buddy came out from across the street, like, hey, guys, we're playing basketball? I'm like, yeah. We're not good yet, but we're getting there. We're working on it.
That's nice. Cool.
We're working on it.
Well, we got plenty of stuff to talk about today. I won't break down the WGC match play, but we do have some tournament stuff to talk about. We had 2 games last night. We have 2 games today. The Blazers, we are going to have to talk about them because they had some news as far as how they will be proceeding for the rest of the 9 games. And then we have a very... very special guest in the 2nd hour.
No, he's okay.
He is all right. He's okay in our books. But he's a big deal down in San Diego because Marcus Creeves, former 1080 The Fan personality employee, he's been in San Diego for 4 years. And because San Diego State is playing today in the Elite Eight, I figured, dude, let's get Marcus on for like half an hour. We can talk about San Diego State, the future Pac-12 basketball champions. Too soon?
Oh, it's okay.
I mean, San Diego State.
We all know
they are the only remaining West Coast team in the bracket. So we'll talk to him about San Diego State, the Beavers. He is a former Oregon State Beaver football player. So we'll see how he's feeling about the Beavs last season and this year, and just see how he's doing. He's been down there in San Diego for 4 years, living it up on TV. He is the sports savant down there in San Diego. So it'll be great to catch up with him. We got a ton to get to. Text us 503-864-6FAN. That's 503-864-6326. Or Shad on the socials at TaylorMade503. Jordan is on the air. Jordan, D-O-N, the Don himself. And Joe Fisher at JoeFish3 with a C. All right, let's get rolling. Boys, let's start with the tournament. And let's start with the great performance by the Gonzaga Bulldogs. What the hell happened last night against UConn? Let's start there right here. Sports Sunday on 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoes shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. I hope everybody out there is having a better Saturday, or excuse me, Sunday and Saturday. Hell, I hope your Saturday was better than that of the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Boy, oh boy.
They have an allergy, and that is championship games.
Dude, I don't know whether to feel bad or just be like, you know what, whatever. This is kind of who you guys are, in a sense. Like, we understand who Gonzaga is at this point. They have a culture and a program that will always win. They will always have a winning pedigree as long as Mark Few is there. And it's a very special, unique program in all of college sports that someone in the WCC can be as good as they are year in and year out. Then they get to this point of the year and they play the best teams in the nation year in and year out, and they've never got it done. And they had a great shot this year. But then they ran into a UConn team, which is playing like an absolute juggernaut right now. I mean, the first round, everyone was saying, take Iona to cover. And then they just were like, okay, we'll see about that. Won by like 24. Their point differential in this tournament is like 20. But, dude, it's like, how many times do we keep doing with Gonzaga? I think it's kind of gotten to the point where it's... you know, all right, I'll believe it when I see it, rather than be like, oh, this could be the year, the bracket, the seedings, it all kind of shapes up perfectly for them at this point. I'm like, eh, whatever. I'm done with Gonzaga. Drew Timmy, great career. Mark Few, great coach. Gonzaga, call me when you know, actually get it done, because right now the FAU Owls have a better chance of winning a championship than you do this year. I don't know. I'm kind of like done with Gonzaga at this point.
Mark Few is the Kirk Cousins of coaching.
Oh, I want to explain yourself.
He's got stats. They're there, right? You look at the stats, you look at the yards thrown or by Kirk Cousins, you look at the touchdowns, like blind taste test. He's great, right? Mark Few has got all the wins every year. Almost every year, he's a one seed or something close to it. Every year they get to this point, and every year, much like Kirk Cousins in a big game, they S the bed. This is just what it is. Look at Gonzaga does a great job of being the best team in a bad conference. Let's just keep it 100. Let's keep
I wouldn't
it
say a bad conference. Let's just not
it's not. How many ranked teams? How many ranked teams are from the?
I think you probably had St. Mary's this year, if at all.
So you're talking two ranked teams potentially from the entire league. You've lost to most of the good teams you played this year, with exception of Xavier.
I mean, it's no it's no Big 12, but it's definitely no American East or like Ivy League.
No, it's definitely not them. But at the same time, who is your contemporary in your league? You don't have one.
It's like St. Mary's, and that's if they have that one good season.
St. Mary's is great. So I think you have a really good season in between, and you play a couple of good teams. I think this year they lost to most of the good teams that played. Texas smacked them. They were the fifth-ranked team in the nation. They lost to number three, Purdue, at a point. Again, the only games that they won, they lost to number 11, Baylor. Like, so those losses were there. And when they play against good teams throughout the season, this is, in some ways, what we've gotten used to with Gonzaga basketball. So when I say Kirk Cousins, obviously talented, but for whatever reason, it's more something between the ears. It's like it's making it difficult for you to get over this barrier. And for Mark Few, this is a barrier. Look how many great players have, you know, or excuse me, great teams they've had up there in Spokane over the past 10 years. Even go back further than that and talk about Adam Morrison and everything. And like
it's been the last 2 decades.
Yeah, getting that close to being as good as you are.
Prestigious history.
But what is it, you know, you're always a bridesmaid. And so that's my thing is like when is it going to be Mark Few's year? And I think the minute we stop putting so much hype and pressure around Gonzaga, that's when they're going to sneak up and actually do it.
Well, one of these, I guess we can speak to what we saw yesterday and kind of compare it with, I don't know, games of the last few championships. I feel like one thing specifically with all the tournament teams this year in March Madness, not just Gonzaga, has just been lack of rebounding and scoring droughts. Those two things have really gotten to both, you know, to both winning and losing teams this year, but have really cost even great teams big games in this tournament. And Gonzaga, what, it took them 5 minutes to score 4 points yesterday to start the game, and then you run off, I think, maybe in the last 5 minutes, you end up scoring 4 or 5 points total the first half. You go 4 or 5 minutes again with a scoreless stretch in the second half, and then at that point, it's done. You end up losing by 30, and it's embarrassing.
And Timmy gets early 4 fouls.
Exactly.
And he's like, you know, he is your guy. He is the heart of your team. And so when he has to leave the game for that amount of time, it throws everything off.
And he's 5 for 14 shooting. I did look at the box score for that. When your best scorer is shooting 33%.
Yeah, he was, I think he was 3 for 7 to start the game. And then, finishes 2 of 7.
They just weren't ready, guys. They weren't ready to play that game.
Well, they weren't ready for the backup plan of, it's like, what happens when we don't have Timmy out there dropping 35 and 15? And I think, quite frankly, it's just that I understand you can get some good players to go to Gonzaga, but you need a lot of good players if you're going to win the championship. Like, you need to build out that depth even more because UConn, they're getting these East Coast teams have the pick of the litter, man. There are so many people on the East Coast to choose from when you're talking about these schools. ACC, Big 12, or Big 10, rather, even in the North, the Midwest. Like, Midwest basketball is just insane. So to get people to come to Gonzaga, you're going to get some of the best players in the Pacific Northwest, West Coast. You're going to get that Chet Holmgren. You're going to get that Jalen Suggs from time to time. But you're going to need both of them at the same time. Like, you're going to have to start, like, really, like, I think that's what's going to put them over is Gonzaga. Cute little story is what they've turned into every year. Cute little team. Yeah, they're really good. Or, oh, man, they're looking good this year. And then you run into a Baylor buzzsaw in the national championship game. And that game wasn't even close that year either. So it's just, it feels like constant overhype and then constant disappointment.
And also, there's not really a lot of dynamic players that usually play for Gonzaga. And when they do, you can tell up. You can tell. They stand out. They're special, right? They're Chet Holmgren. When you see him, you're like, oh, he's different. You know, their who was another one? Jalen Suggs. You know,
Zach
was
Collins.
Zach. Well,
I sound like Neil O'Shea right now. Don't I
just had flashbacks
Very
of PTSD.
Good. Yeah, of Zach Collins dancing on the bench, trying to do his little.
He is the highest paired cheerleader in the NBA.
Oh,
he
was great as a cheerleader.
But
a player,
I hope he's
so
doing
great.
Good.
But and I think that's
we'll
the
just
thing.
Drop 20
I,
for the
I usually think right. that they have a bunch of Zach Collins on the team.
Career
you know, guys with a bunch of potential that you can see, but sometimes you know you play guys that are just more talented, and that's what happens with Gonzaga. They get to this point in the tournament, you typically, and they just play against more talented teams.
Do you think it's a West Coast thing that we're just over here in our bubble, and then we're just like, we hear everybody talking about Gonzaga, and oh well, good shakeout on their seeding in the tournament, and blah 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 blah. And then you talk to someone over in like Indiana, and they're like, Gonzaga's going to lose in the Elite Eight again. Like they like, yeah, I'm sure there's. I feel like we're in the minority over here.
We're holding
here
out because we're holding out hope. Well, I think we're still kind of holding out hope that Gonzaga will do this. They can because while I don't think anybody is a Gonzaga fan in this room, I think secretly, like, we all kind of like, it'd be cool if Gonzaga is okay, man. It's from the neighborhood, from around.
Got a couple texts here. They play good teams in the beginning of the season when teams are figuring it out, then roll into a below par conference. They don't get tested. That's a good point. I mean, you brought up how they lost to Texas early in the season, and that was by like 20 points.
Yeah,
they
got a blowout.
Yeah, so it's like even then, and then they lost to Purdue. Purdue loses to a damn 16 seed. It's like if those are the two biggest teams you played to start the year, and you lost to them. Now, granted, Texas has a game today, but like that's not a good sign that you're going to be able to hold your own against those teams as you progress through the tournament.
Well, also, I hate to dive in. So I really do subscribe to the Bill Belichick thought that stats are for losers, but the box score tells the story of this game yesterday. Two stats: free throw percentage for the Gonzaga Bulldogs, 54.5%. 3-point percentage, 10%.
They went
2 for 20. We're talking a college basketball team trying to get to the Final Four, going 2 for 20, yeah, making 2 3-pointers the whole game.
I remember they brought that 3-point number up at one point.
Yikes.
During the game, and I was just like, well, there you go. When you're shooting that bad, you're not going to win.
Talk about essing the bed, you guys. I mean, what is that? Rashad, Joe, tell me, is that just lack of experience for this particular group? I know we got to get to break, but I am fascinated why teams just end up essing the bed this badly. It was like they were, I made the joke they were allergic to championship games. They were allergic to the hoop yesterday. It was terrible.
Well, tip of the cap to UConn. I mean, really.
Oh, and that's the first thing. And I think We forget how good UConn actually is. I think sometimes, like, while, mind you, I think you guys all know, don't really care that much about college basketball, don't really watch it all that much. However, I know enough to know who the good teams are. And again, I'm not saying Gonzaga is a bad team. They're clearly not a bad team if they're this highly ranked every year. But UConn is well coached. UConn has talented players around them. And yesterday, they showed up when they needed to. And sometimes it's not about skill. It's about being mentally tough enough or mentally prepared, and it just seems like Gonzaga gets to this point to where they just have these, you know, flubs, and it happens every single year, and now it's become a joke.
Yes. So Gonzaga's winning it all next year, right? I'm sure we'll be saying that in 8-9 months or whenever the season starts.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know.
They'll be ranked number 5.
We're starting to think
they'll be like 16-1 in the middle of conference play. We're like, I don't know. Gonzaga's rolling right now.
We're starting to think like those people in Indiana you're talking about.
It's a question of culture at this point. Mark Few's awesome, but if a coach can't get it done every single year at this point, do you ever make a change? Do you question, or is that the best you're going to get?
But in college, like the worst thing Mark Few could have done is won a national championship and then went on this terrible run of being close but no cigar. And college football, college sports, they will keep you forever. You know, Jim Boeheim, is he still?
This is last year.
Yeah.
He said he's, yeah.
That
he's
championship was in 2002.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah. If you look at Gonzaga's year by year, before Mark Few, it was irrelevant. There wasn't anything happening up there. So that's where you kind of have to say, like, well, without him, who are we even this good?
You're John Stockton school.
I mean, that's basically what
you're
you are.
John Stockton school.
All right. A lot more to get to in the next segment. Who? The Owls of FAU. That's who. They win and are going to the Final Four. I can't believe I just said that out loud. Florida Atlantic. Talk about that next. But first, Jordan Schultz with a SportsCenter update.
Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Well, someone got some more money from the sports books yesterday for betting on FAU to beat Kansas State and head to the Final Four. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this, boys. The fact that Florida Atlantic is in the Final Four, what are they, a 9 seed? The fact that they were, 29-30-3 during the regular season? I mean, that, to me, record-wise, you are what your record says. That sounds like one of the best teams in college basketball, right? Is it? I guess I'll throw it to you guys. I love Cinderella stories like this, but when college basketball is kind of in the state that it's in, is this a good thing to have a ninth ranked Florida Atlantic Owls in your Final Four. Like, I get George Mason vibes from this a little bit, but again, I just think in today's day and age, the regular casual fan of college basketball is like, Florida Atlantic, what the hell? Like, and just not interested.
I mean, Florida Atlantic had a really good season, you know, and I think we just finished talking about Gonzaga and their maybe not so impressive league that they play in. You can say the same thing for FIU, for being real, for FAU, if we're being real. You know, North Texas, UAB, Middle Tennessee. You know,
hey,
okay,
hey, that's a gauntlet, all right.
And here's the cool part, and this should be noted too.
Honestly, what conference isn't even, is that Sun Belt? I don't.
That's the Central Conference USA.
Okay, all right, yeah, that's still a conference. Okay,
yeah, it's still a conference for now. You know, but yeah, but they were, 35-3 on the season, 18-2 in their conference. So clearly, they're good enough to be able to compete. And here's the cold part. I want to say this. People think that we're saying, like, one program isn't as good. All these dudes can hoop. All these ladies that are at these schools, man, they're better than any basketball player within 5 miles of you right now. You know, so 10 miles, depending on where you are. So, yeah, I'm not saying that these kids aren't talented, that they're not whatever, but we know that there's certain teams, certain leagues, you know, certain conferences have the ability to, man, offer more stuff. And as you're a young kid, man, you look at the stuff. That doesn't mean that these people can't hoop. So for FAU to go in there and have, just again, somebody said, I don't know if you or Jordan, but a barn burner. Like, that whole game, it started great and ended great. From the opening tip until the last free throws of the game, like, that game was must-see TV. Now, I missed it, but I did get to see, like, a lot of the highlights on TV, and, you know, thank God for YouTube for making, like, little small 10-15-minute videos
easy
to watch.
Easy to digest snippets, yeah.
Easy to take it all in, pause, about, you know, what's happening.
You walk yourself into those, and then you say the pause, Rashad.
I have. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, man. 2 weeks ago. I didn't mean it like that, but, yeah. God. But there's somebody out there that's like, uh-huh, I knew it. But, yeah, so, I mean,
you could get 5 drops per segment, I'm sure, if you really wanted to.
I probably, more than likely, yeah, and I try not to. That's why, you know, put that.
I think you're trying
there.
At this point.
No, but. Not at all. Not at all. But, so, yeah, so it's, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I just kind of think that FAU caught them at the right time. They've been hot, really, all season. And college basketball, especially in the tournament, is about who gets hot at the right time. Not necessarily who's better, but who's playing the best basketball, you know, at that particular juncture. And last night they came out with a close win, but it could have went either way. So I don't really think, you know, if you're on the other side of that and you're K-State, like, you're disappointed, of course. You know, you never want to lose any game, but you can get your ass kicked, like, you know, the other game that we saw yesterday.
Well, we talked about it last Sunday, and I kind of asked the question to the audience, and Will Ortner and I talked about it when we were on Danny and Dusty this week. But the number of seeds in college basketball next to the teams really just don't matter as much.
Not anymore.
Rankings, yeah, right. Rankings, because of the NIL world that we live in, because of the transfer portal world that we live in, there is kind of just an evening up of the guard as far as prestige. You know, if a kid's choosing between going to Kansas, which is a great program, a lot of history there, but or FAU, which is in Boca Raton, Florida, a lot of sunny, a lot of girls, a lot of beaches. There's plus possibly some NIL money. There's definitely a choice to be had there, and I think we're going to see a lot more. And of these programs like FAU making their way up the rankings in both football and basketball. But on top of all that, you got to specifically look at FAU, guys. They're a prestigious school. Prestige is hard to measure, but Lane Kiffin was there before he went to Ole Miss for the football program, mm-hmm. kind of resurging his career. Who did they hire to replace Lane Kiffin? Willie freaking Taggart, you know, so before, kind of when he was on the downslope getting fired from Florida State.
What an upgrade.
Well, before his career basically ended as a college coach, yeah, he was
take
still a name.
They disgraced college coaches over there for football.
They do. They try to help, you know, get them out of the depths of irrelevancy. But my point is that program in particular, FAU, really tries to be relevant. So I'm not surprised seeing them as the first 9 seed, I think, overall, ever in the Final Four NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
No, there's been, I don't know if a 9 seed exactly, but there's definitely been higher seeds that have made it. But yeah,
I think they're the first overall 9 seed ever in the tourney, which is just insane.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't Butler? Butler was like an 8 or
9. I'm going to Google this. Yeah, I'm going to check myself.
Well, that's not you. We got to go to our crack team of research department. We've got 50 people deep here on Sunday mornings that are diving into the sports. We essentially have our own. We essentially have our own Elias Sports. Joey!
hey, Wolf, that guy behind you, yeah. CNN staff, can we get him on the research there?
I should get Joey doing this. He's out there, he's coding, he doesn't need to do that. Who needs to learn how to code days? Come on.
So that skill will get you nowhere.
Yeah, right. But with the Florida Atlantic Owls, I mean, hats off, I guess, but it's also like, I don't know, I don't have that same feeling with them as I have in years past with underseeded teams getting there. I don't know. And it could just speak to, like you guys are saying, the seeding, the parity. I think there's only one 2 seed remaining. I think 7 of the, and that's Texas who plays today, so they could be out. But I want to say 7 of the top 8 seeds in the tournament this year have been eliminated. The parity, and I said this last week, I love parity. I love seeing new things and new teams. But with college basketball, the parity happening every year and not having those guys on the same team for 3-4 years, I guess that's why you like Gonzaga and Drew Timmy, right? It's like you had that story there. It's hard to know what the hell's going on in this sport every year because there's new dudes. I mean, this is what the Ducks are running into, right? This is what was talked about all week when the Ducks lost in the NIT and Dana Altman's pissed because nobody's there in the stadiums. It's like, well, we don't know any of these dudes besides Will Richardson.
And you suck.
Who
cares? Come on, Dana.
Yeah, there's a lot of other reasons why people didn't show up. But again, I feel like college basketball, it's you need stars and you get them for a year and they're gone. And it's like when the coaches are the face and name of the sport. It's a tough sell when you get an FAU, I feel, now than when he used to have a George Mason. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I don't know if you're on that same boat.
An FAU, first 9 seed since 2013.
I think a lot of people like the idea of a Cinderella. However, the ratings for those games don't necessarily reflect that. So when that Cinderella team does make it to the Final Four, or they do make it to the National Championship, you watch like they. I mean, they care again. They care about the story, but at the same time, like, not really.
You mean people don't want to watch a Pittsburgh Pirates Oakland A's World Series, Rashad? Come on, man. Why not?
Probably not. Probably not. Are you watching it? There's baseball fans. You're for sure watching it. You know, casual fan. Like, I'm gonna watch it. It's the World Series. Like, you know, why not? But you think I'm gonna watch all 4 games or 7 games potentially? No.
We had in 2011. We had a number 8 seed Butler. And number 11 VCU make it to the Final Four.
Is that the lowest ever?
George Mason, I want to say, was
with
also
the 15 or 14.
No, they were not a fit. They might have been 12? 12 or 13, yeah. Something like that. But yeah, maybe the text line can help us. 503-864-6FAN. But coming up next, let's take a look at the matchups today. And I don't want to dive too much into that San Diego State Creighton game because in the second hour at 10 a.m. we're going to have Marcus Greaves, former 1080 The Fan personality and host on here, to try and tell us why we should care about the San Diego State team. But quite honestly, we should somewhat care anyways because they might be our future Pac-12 brethren over there at San Diego. Jordan's shaking his head. Come on, you dude, that might be a real thing. I'm going to talk about that with Marcus because
I don't want to swallow that pill.
Dude, I think we might have to sooner or later. It's either death or San Diego State, I think, at this point. So
San Diego State and Gonzaga, woo!
Hey, I'll take Gonzaga in basketball. Hell.
Said that about Utah for football, too. Here comes Utah. Same. Tight.
See, again.
Here comes Colorado. Tight. And now Colorado is the most interesting team in the Pac-12.
A decade later. You're not wrong, Rashad.
I'm just
it just took a little time.
For Utah, it didn't take that long.
All right, we're against it. Again, we're going to be able to talk about that with Marcus and ourselves for a lot because San Diego State basketball in the Elite Eight today. We got a couple other matchup or one other matchup with Texas. And they'll be playing San Diego State's playing Creighton, Texas versus Miami. We'll look at those games next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. You called me by surprise.
Oh. Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Rory McIlroy almost chipping in there.
Remember when Rory had a video game?
Remember when Rory was good?
Yeah, he had a video game.
I'm kidding. He is good, and I had a hot take a couple weeks ago saying that he was a top 20 golfer, and that was it.
How bad would Rory McIlroy destroy you on a course?
Oh.
Well, what course?
That's any course. Man.
I would love to see him out at Glen De Vere last Sunday with me and just see what he would shoot at the local Muni. You know, just cards of 50. He plays the Kim Jong-un round, 18 hole-in-ones. Oh, my God. It was perfect. He just, how about that?
I've never seen anything
He's
like that
He's a god. He makes every shot he takes. We have some tournament games today. Miami taking on, San Diego State and, oh, it was Miami, Texas. That's Miami, right. San Diego State and Creighton. I do know that because we have Marcus Greaves on next segment. But Rashad and I, we were trying to figure out how the hell do we make college basketball fun again? Like, and it is fun. Like, I you know, last week I was clamoring about how awesome the tournament is, and now I'm a week later saying that it's not fun. But is it as simple as lowering the age in the NBA back down to 18? Is it, I mean, I feel like the money thing isn't so much a factor anymore because, I mean, the G League Ignite, are they going to be able to offer more money than a Duke or a North Carolina or, I mean, hell, insert school? I mean, if those boosters and they have those NIL money, it's like, how much are you making with the G League Ignite next year? Or how much are they say they're going to sign you for? $135,000 to $250,000 for the year? All right, $300,000.
And a house.
Yeah.
No, sir.
And we'll take care of your mom, your dad. We got you a car. Like, damn, done deal. It's like, and then
turn
you put
that down from OSU, JT Barrett. Or, yeah, I think like there is some massive offers being thrown around to these athletes right now.
Yeah. It's, and I referenced this last week. It's like, dude, talk to Andrew Nemec. It's absolute ridiculous. Some of the things he said to me about what these kids are doing NIL wise. But I just think that as soon as you lower that age down back to 18, it's not so much a matter of like, well, that takes away so much of the pool because all these kids are going to want to go to the NBA now. It's like, no, it won't. It's not going to be the case because there's only so many spots on NBA rosters, so only so many spots on G Leagues. And guess what? There's a lot of veterans down in the G League. There's a lot of international guys in the G League. I just think, for the love of God, put the age down to 18, and hopefully college basketball will work itself back out where you have these teams of guys that are together building for 2, 3, 4 years. Fingers crossed, wishful hoping, probably.
I mean, I guess that would improve college basketball, but then again, then you're taking away all of the stars that we would be watching in college basketball. If you just let the students go straight to the league again, then all of a sudden you don't get, you know, some of the guys that have come out and they were the best freshmen, you know, of the year. So, yeah, so I think that's a little bit it would change the way we view college basketball because, again, I'm already one of those people that I'm a casual fan, a Hinge fan. So I only pay attention, like, around the tournament, towards the end of the tournament and stuff like that. But if there are no stars because they all went straight to the league, and now you can make money in college, but now I can make money in the league. So I think there are some people that really just need to see what the college experience is. I think they need to do a better job of really – kind of showing what it's like to be on a college campus for a longer period of time.
Well, remember that montage from He Got Game? Just do that. Why don't they do that?
Oh, they can. I think
they still are.
Didn't Alabama get in trouble for doing some He Got Game stuff? You know, so yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I think college was an amazing experience. College was awesome. And to be able to stay for 4 years or more longer, if you're me, that's an experience that, especially being young, that you probably won't get twice. Like, you can, mind you can go to college at any age and everything and still earn your degree and earn an amazing master's or whatever the case is. But there's something to be said about that time from 18 till about 20, 21 in college that you don't get those times back. So I think, man, the college experience needs to be more you know, up front for these students to really understand.
Well, yeah, when Shaq went back to get his degree, I don't think he was hanging out in the dorms and going to parties.
No, you look weird. What's your big ass doing here, Shaq?
Right, right.
No, to answer your guys' point, I do think college basketball is getting more exciting. I do think that the money coming in with NIL and whatnot allows it to be a little bit more of an exciting option for these kids. We've talked about, like, the big money, the house that they can get living big on campus for a couple of years, but then set themselves up really for life, as opposed to going and taking a chance in the G League, at least with their financials. You know, there's these upstart leagues like the OTE League. You know, you come out of high school, essentially, instead of going to the G League, you can take a contract and instead of waiting a year and go to college and have to go to the G League, that's your option. So instead of looking at $150,000, $200,000 salary to go do like semi-pro ball or, you know, low-level professional ball, keeps a lot more of these talented kids around, makes the game of college basketball overall more exciting. I just hope we get the fundamentals. That's a whole other point. But it's definitely getting more exciting with this talent that can be retained, but it needs to be coaching fundamentals to these kids that are being retained.
Or do it like baseball does it. You know, draft the kid that let him stay in college. You know, they're going to go to this school. And then, hey, man, we're just going to – the Blazers are paying you for the next, you know, little bit until you get ready to come to the league. And then send them – to the G League and see how they fare there. Because what if?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
Well, someone got some more money from the sports books yesterday for betting on FAU to beat Kansas State and head to the Final Four. I mean, I don't even know where to start with this, boys. The fact that Florida Atlantic is in the Final Four, what are they, a 9 seed? The fact that they were, 29-30-3 during the regular season? I mean, that, to me, record-wise, you are what your record says. That sounds like one of the best teams in college basketball, right? Is it? I guess I'll throw it to you guys. I love Cinderella stories like this, but when college basketball is kind of in the state that it's in, is this a good thing to have a 9th-ranked Florida Atlantic Owls in your Final Four? Like, I get George Mason vibes from this a little bit, but again, I just think in today's day and age, the regular casual fan of college basketball is like, Florida Atlantic, what the hell? Like, and just not interested.
I mean, Florida Atlantic had a really good season, you know, and I think we just finished talking about Gonzaga and their maybe not so impressive league that they play in. You can say the same thing for FIU, for being real, or for FAU, if we're being real. You know, North Texas, UAB, Middle Tennessee. You know,
hey,
okay,
hey, that's a gauntlet, all right.
And here's the cool part, and this should be noted too.
Honestly, what just conference because, isn't even is that Sun Belt? I don't.
That's the Central Conference USA.
Okay, all right,
yeah,
that's still a conference. Okay,
yeah, it's still a conference for now. You know, but yeah, but they were what 35-3 on the season, 18-2 in their conference. So clearly, they're good enough to be able to compete. And here's the cold part. I want to say this: people think that we're saying like one program isn't as good. All these dudes can hoop. All these ladies that are at these schools, man, they're better than any basketball player within 5 miles of you right now. You know, so 10 miles depending on where you are. So yeah, I'm not saying that these kids aren't talented, that they're not whatever, but we know that there's certain teams, certain leagues, you know, certain conferences have the ability to, man, offer more stuff. And as you're a young kid, man, you look at the stuff. That doesn't mean that these people can't hoop. So for FAU to go in there and have, just, again, somebody said, I don't know if it was you or Jordan, but a barn burner. Like that whole game, it started great and ended great. From the opening tip until the last free throws of the game, like that game was must-see TV. Now, I missed it, but I did get to see like a lot of the highlights on TV. And, you know, thank God for YouTube for making like little small 10-15 minute videos
easy
to watch.
Of
the
snippets,
easy to take it all in. Pause about, you know, what's happening.
You walk yourself into those and then you say the pause, Rashad.
I have. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, man. Two I didn't mean it like that, but yeah. God. But there's somebody out there's like, uh-huh, I knew it. But, yeah, so, I mean...
you could get 5 drops per segment, I'm sure, if you really wanted to.
I probably, more than likely, yeah, and I try not to. That's why, you know, put that
I think you're trying
there.
At this point.
No, but. Not at all. Not at all. But, so, yeah, so it's... excuse me. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I just kind of think that FAU caught them at the right time. They've been hot, really, all season. And college basketball, especially in the tournament, is about who gets hot at the right time. Not necessarily who's better, but who's playing the best basketball, you know, at that particular juncture. And last night they came out with a close win, but it could have went either way. So I don't really think, you know, if you're on the other side of that and you're K-State, like, you're disappointed, of course. You know, you never want to lose any game, but you can get your ass kicked like, you know, the other game that we saw yesterday.
Well, we talked about it last Sunday, and I kind of asked the question to the audience, and Will Ortner and I talked about it when we were on Danny and Dusty this week. But the number of seeds in college basketball next to the teams really just don't matter as much.
Not anymore.
Rankings, yeah, right. Rankings, because of the NIL world that we live in, because of the transfer portal world that we live in, there is kind of just an evening up of the guard as far as prestige. You know, if a kid's choosing between going to Kansas, which is a great program, a lot of history there, but or FAU, which is in Boca Raton, Florida, a lot of sunny, a lot of girls, a lot of beaches. There's plus possibly some NIL money. There's definitely a choice to be had there, and I think we're going to see a lot more. And of these programs like FAU making their way up the rankings in both football and basketball. But on top of all that, you got to specifically look at FAU, guys. They're a prestigious school. Prestige is hard to measure, but Lane Kiffin was there before he went to Ole Miss for the football program, mm-hmm. kind of resurging his career. Who did they hire to replace Lane Kiffin? Willie freaking Taggart, you know, so before, kind of when he was on the downslope getting fired from Florida State.
What an upgrade.
Well, before his career basically ended as a college coach, yeah, he was still a name.
They take disgraced college coaches over there for football.
They do. They try to help, you know, get them out of the depths of irrelevancy. But my point is that program in particular, FAU, really tries to be relevant. So I'm not surprised seeing them as the first 9 seed, I think, overall, ever in the Final Four NCAA tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
No, there's been, I don't know if a 9 seed exactly, but there's definitely been higher seeds that have made it. But
I think they're the first overall 9 seed ever in the tourney, which is just insane.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't Butler? Butler was like an 8 or
9. I'm going to Google this. Yeah, I'm going to check myself.
Well, that's not you. We got to go to our crack team of research department. We've got 50 people deep here on Sunday mornings that are diving into the sports. We essentially have our own.
We do? Where?
We essentially have our own Elias Sports. Joey!
Joey.
Hey, Wolf, that guy behind you, yeah. CNN staff, can we get him on the research there?
I should get Joey doing this. He's out there. He's coding. He doesn't need to do that. Who needs to learn how to code
these days?
Come on.
So that skill will get you nowhere.
Yeah, right. But with the Florida Atlantic Owls, I mean, hats off, I guess. But it's also like, I don't know. I don't have that same feeling with them as I have in years past with underseeded teams getting there. I don't know. It could just speak to, like you guys are saying, the seeding, the parity. I think there's only one 2 seed remaining. I think 7 of the, and that's Texas who plays today, so they could be out. But I want to say 7 of the top 8 seeds in the tournament this year have been eliminated. The parity, and I said this last week, I love parity. I love seeing new things and new teams, but with college basketball, the parity happening every year and not having those guys on the same team for 3-4 years. I guess that's why you like Gonzaga and Drew Timmy, right? It's like you had that story there. It's hard to know what the hell's going on in this sport every year because there's new dudes. I mean, this is what the Ducks are running into, right? This is what was talked about all week when the Ducks lost in the NIT and Dane Altman's pissed because nobody's there in the stadiums. It's like, well, we don't know any of these dudes besides Will Richardson.
And you suck.
Who
cares? Come on, Dana.
Yeah, there's a lot of other reasons why people didn't show up. But again, I feel like college basketball, it's you need stars and you get them for a year and they're gone. And it's like when the coaches are the face and name of the sport. It's a tough sell when you get an FAU, I feel, now than when he used to have a George Mason. I don't know. That's just how I feel. I don't know if you're on that same boat.
An FAU, first 9 seed since 2013.
I think a lot of people like the idea of a Cinderella. However, the ratings for those games don't necessarily reflect that. So when that Cinderella team does make it to the Final Four, or they do make it to the national championship, you watch like they. I mean, they care again. They care about the story, but at the same time, like, not really.
You mean people don't want to watch a Pittsburgh Pirates Oakland A's World Series, Rashad? Come on, man. Why
probably
not?
Probably not. Probably not. Are you watching it? Baseball fans, you're for sure watching it. You know, casual fan, like I'm gonna watch it. It's the World Series. Like, you know, why not? But you think I'm gonna watch all 4 games or 7 games potentially? No.
We had in 2011. We had a number 8 seed Butler. And number 11 VCU make it to the Final Four.
Is that the lowest ever?
George Mason, I want to say, was also
15 or 14.
No, they might have been 12 or 13, yeah. Something like that. But maybe the text line can help us. 503-864-6-FAN. But coming up next, let's take a look at the matchups today. And I don't want to dive too much into that San Diego State Creighton game because in the second hour at 10 a.m. we're going to have Marcus Greaves, former 1080 The Fan personality and host on here, to try and tell us why we should care about the San Diego State team. But quite honestly, we should somewhat care anyways because they might be our future Pac-12 brethren over there at San Diego. Jordan's shaking his head. Come on, dude, that might be a real thing. I'm going to talk about that with Marcus because that
I don't want to swallow that pill.
Dude, I think we might have to sooner or later. It's either death or San Diego State, I think, at this point. So
San Diego State and Gonzaga, woo!
Hey, I'll take Gonzaga in basketball. Hell.
Said that about Utah for football, too. Here comes Utah.
See?
Tight.
See, again.
Here comes Colorado. Tight. And now Colorado is the most interesting team in the Pac-12.
A decade later. You're not wrong, Rashad.
I'm just
it just took a little time.
For Utah, it didn't take that long.
All right, we're against it. Again, we're going to be able to talk about that with Marcus and ourselves for a lot because San Diego State basketball in the Elite Eight today. We got a couple other matchup with Texas. And they'll be playing San Diego State's playing Creighton, Texas versus Miami. We'll look at those games next here, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan. You called me by surprise.
Oh. Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Roy McIlroy almost chipping in there.
Remember when Roy had a video game?
Remember when Roy was good?
Yeah, he had a video game.
I'm kidding. He is good, and I had a hot take a couple weeks ago saying that he was a top 20 golfer, and that was it.
How bad would Roy McIlroy destroy you on a course?
Oh,
Well, what course?
Any course. Man.
I would love to see him out at Glen DeVere last Sunday with me and just see what he would shoot at the local Muni. You know, just cards of 50. He plays the Kim Jong-un round, 18 hole-in-ones. Oh, my God. It was perfect. He just, how about that?
I've never seen anything
He's
like that
He's a god.
Before.
He makes every shot he takes. We have some tournament games today. Miami taking on, San Diego State and, oh, it was Miami, Texas. That's Miami, right. San Diego State and Creighton. I do know that because we have Marcus Greaves on next segment. But Rashad and I, we were trying to figure out how the hell do we make college basketball fun again? Like, and it is fun. Like, I last week I was clamoring about how awesome the tournament is, and now I'm a week later saying that it's not fun. But is it as simple as lowering the age in the NBA back down to 18? Is it, I mean, I feel like the money thing isn't so much a factor anymore because, I mean, the G League Ignite, are they going to be able to offer more money than a Duke or a North Carolina or, I mean, hell, insert school? I mean, if those boosters and they have those NIL money, it's like, how much are you making with the G League Ignite next year? Or how much are they say they're going to sign you for? $135,000 to $250,000 for the year? All right, $300,000.
And a house.
Yeah.
No, sir.
And we'll take care of your mom, your dad. We got you a car. Like, bam, done deal. It's like, and then
you put down from OSU, JT Barrett. Or, yeah, I think like there are some massive offers being thrown around to these athletes right now.
Yeah. It's, and I referenced this last week. It's like, dude, talk to Andrew Nemec. It's absolute ridiculous. Some of the things he said to me about what these kids are doing NIL wise. But I just think that as soon as you lower that age down back to 18, it's not so much a matter of like, well, that takes away so much of the pool because all these kids are going to want to go to the NBA now. It's like, no, it won't. It's not going to be the case because there's only so many spots on NBA rosters, so only so many spots on G Leagues. And guess what? There's a lot of veterans down in the G League. There's a lot of international guys in the G League. I just think, for the love of God, put the age down to 18, and hopefully college basketball will work itself back out where you have these teams of guys that are together building for 2, 3, 4 years. Fingers crossed, wishful hoping, probably.
I mean, I guess that would improve college basketball, but then again, then you're taking away all of the stars that we would be watching in college basketball. If you just let the students go straight to the league again, then all of a sudden you don't get, you know, some of the guys that have come out and they were the best freshmen, you know, of the year. So, yeah, so I think that's a little bit it would change the way we view college basketball because, again, I'm already one of those people that doesn't – I'm a casual fan, a Hinge fan, so I only pay attention, like, around the tournament, towards the end of the tournament and stuff like that. But if there are no stars because they all went straight to the league, and now you can make money in college, but now I can make money in the league. So I think there are some people that really just need to see what the college experience is. I think they need to do a better job of really – kind of showing what it's like to be on a college campus for a longer period of time.
Well, remember that montage from He Got Game? Just do that. Why don't they do that?
Oh, they can. I think
they still are.
Didn't Alabama get in trouble for doing some He Got Game stuff? You know, so yeah, it's one of those things. Like I think college was an amazing experience. College was awesome. And to be able to stay for 4 years or more longer, if you're me, that's an experience that, especially being young, that you probably won't get twice. Like, you can, mind you, you can go to college at any age and everything and still earn your degree and earn an amazing master's or whatever the case is. But there's something to be said about that time from 18 till about 20, 21 in college that you don't get those times back. So I think, man, the college experience needs to be more, you know, upfront for these students to really understand.
Well, yeah, when Shaq went back to get his degree, I don't think he was hanging out in the dorms and going to parties.
No, you look weird. What's your big ass doing here, Shaq?
right.
No, to answer your guys' point, I do think college basketball is getting more exciting. I do think that the money coming in with NIL and whatnot allows it to be a little bit more of an exciting option for these kids. We've talked about, like, the big money, the house that they can get living big on campus for a couple of years, but then set themselves up really for life, as opposed to going and taking a chance in the G League, at least with their financials. You know, there's these upstart leagues like the OTE League. You know, you come out of high school, essentially, instead of going to the G League, you can take a contract and instead of waiting a year and go to college and have to go to the G League, that's your option. So instead of looking at $150,000, $200,000 salary to go do like semi-pro ball or, you know, low-level professional ball, keeps a lot more of these talented kids around, makes the game of college basketball overall more exciting. I just hope we get the fundamentals. That's a whole other point. But it's definitely getting more exciting with this talent that can be retained, but it needs to be coaching fundamentals to these kids that are being retained.
Or do it like baseball does it. You know, draft the kid that let him stay in college. You know they're going to go to this school. And then, hey, man, we're just going to – the Blazers are paying you for the next, you know, little bit until you get ready to come to the league. And then send them – to the G League and see how they fare there. Because what if you get this top, you know, this 18-year-old, and mind you, when you're 17, your body, your everything is much different by the time you're 19, especially after working out stuff. So how many times have we seen the top-rated player in the country, O.J. Mayo, come out and be like, oh my gosh, O.J. Mayo's the number one, better than Kevin Love, number one player in the country, and what happened to O.J. Mayo?
Do you think, like, Larry Bird coming out, being drafted by the Boston Celtics, but then going back for another year, you know, to Indiana State.
Probably
and then
changed a lot of stuff.
Changed a lot for him physically, changed a lot for his game. I don't think it's bad if the NBA allowed that again. I think that's something to consider.
I absolutely think they should, but,
I don't know. I was, before the tournament, I was going through some pictures of, like, mid-2000s, late-2000s teams and some of the best, like, combos of players. That St. Joseph team with Jameer Nelson and Delonte West. You looked at the Illinois team with Luther Head and D. Brown. And then you got that Florida team, that North Carolina team with Sean May, Rashard McCants. Like, I remember all those teams. I can't tell you that had these collections like that over the last 5 to 10 years. I mean, Villanova, when they had Archie Diacono and Jenkins and Hart, and you know, I guess that
Denzel Valentine on that team,
DiVincenzo.
Oh, okay,
Denzel Valentine, he was Michigan State.
Okay,
but yeah, it's just like I want to get back to that where it's these groups, these collections, these guys coming back to the team for their second year, their third year together, their fourth year. I think that's what. And that's what hypes up teams in pro leagues, right? It's
there's a reason we hate Christian Laettner, you know, because for 3 years you watched him bust everybody's ass. You know, there's a reason that you hated Duke. You know, there's a reason that you hated that Florida team that won two in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like there's reasons. You got a chance to watch these guys for long enough to build some type of either love or disdain for them over the next little bit. And with guys kind of coming in and leaving, that's why I'm glad NIL is there. Because now that it's there, the one reason we know kids leave, money. Like, I can't afford to do this anymore. But now if I can get paid, have a spot, you know what I'm saying, flip that into multiple spots or something like that, yeah, I think you'll see kids stay for a little bit longer if they can get, I mean, for somebody from the hood or somebody from nothing, man, $200,000 is a lot. You know, and you amass that much and be able to put in, you probably still have parents around you tell you, man, we're going to do this with the money and do this. Now I think kids probably could stay for much longer. Here's the issue, though. It's the NBA's issue, because now it's looked at as if you're 18 and you come out, you're a superstar. But if you're 20, you're Timmy, or 21 and you're a senior at this point. Well, now it's looked at, well, why didn't you come out as a freshman? Like, if you're really that good, because now you're looked at as a project. A 22-year-old project, and now you're looked at as old in the NBA. That's crazy. So this is an NBA issue, not like colleges, more than anything.
Correct. And gosh, we're up against it, but we didn't even get into the fact how transfer is throwing everything off as well. You know, like
it's all just these a great time to be a college student.
It is.
A college athlete. This is an awesome time for you.
But if this were around like that Florida team with Al Horford, Joakim Noah, Torian Green, Corey Brewer, the four of those guys wouldn't have stayed together under Billy Donovan.
Right.
It just wouldn't have happened.
Right.
No.
Right. All right. Hour number two coming up, and we got Marcus Greaves, former 1080 The Fan personality, former Oregon State Beaver, and currently down in San Diego. I feel terrible. I don't have his station that he is representing down there in San Diego. That I feel like that is just journalism 101 from blah, 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 call letters. This is where he's at. Anyways, Marcus Greaves, I will give him the full-blown proper introduction next hour. I'll cut a promo for him as if we're wrestlers here.
Very good.
Next, Marcus Greaves, right here, hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
All right. Rory McIlroy almost chipping in there.
Remember when Rory had a video game?
Remember when Rory was good?
Yeah, he had a video game.
I'm kidding. He is good, and I had a hot take a couple weeks ago saying that he was a top 20 golfer, and that was it.
How bad would Rory McIlroy destroy you on a course?
Oh.
Well, what course?
Nuts. Any course. Man.
I would love to see him out at Glendevere last Sunday with me and just see what he would shoot at the local Muni. You know, just cards of 50. He plays the Kim Jong-un round, 18 hole-in-ones. Oh, my God. It was perfect. He just, how about that?
I've never seen anything
He's
like that
He's a god.
Before.
He makes every shot he takes. We have some tournament games today. Miami taking on, San Diego State and oh, it was Miami, Texas. That's
Miami,
right. San
Texas.
Diego State and Creighton. I do know that because we have Marcus Greaves on next segment. But Rashad and I, we were trying to figure out how the hell do we make college basketball fun again? Like, and it is fun. Like, I you know, last week I was clamoring about how awesome the tournament is, and now I'm a week later saying that it's not fun. But is it as simple as lowering the age in the NBA back down to 18? Is it, I mean, I feel like the money thing isn't so much a factor anymore because, I mean, the G League Ignite, are they going to be able to offer more money than a Duke or a North Carolina or, I mean, hell, insert school? I mean, if those boosters and they have those NIL money, it's like, how much are you making with the G League Ignite next year, or how much are they say they're going to sign you for? $135,000 to $250,000 for the year. All right, $300,000
and a house.
Yeah.
No, sir,
and, that's we'll take care of your mom, your dad, we got you a car. Like, damn, done deal. It's like, and then
turn
you put
down from OSU, JT Barrett, or yeah, I think like there are some massive offers being thrown around to these athletes right now.
Yeah, it's, and I referenced this last week. It's like, dude, talk to Andrew Nemec. It's absolute ridiculous. Some of the things he said to me about what these kids are doing NIL wise, but I just think that as soon as you lower that age down back to 18, it's not so much a matter of like, well, that takes away so much of the pool because all these kids are going to want to go to the NBA now. It's like, no, it won't. It's not going to be the case because There's only so many spots on NBA rosters, there are only so many spots on G Leagues, and guess what? There's a lot of veterans down in the G League. There's a lot of international guys in the G League. I just think, for the love of God, put the age down to 18, and hopefully college basketball will work itself back out where you have these teams of guys that are together building for 2, 3, 4 years. Fingers crossed, wishful hoping, probably.
I guess that would improve college basketball, but then again, then you're taking away all of the stars that we would be watching in college basketball. If you just let the students go straight to the league again, then all of a sudden you don't get, you know, some of the guys that have come out and they were the best freshmen, you know, of the year. So, so I think that's a little bit, it would change the way we view college basketball. Cause again, I'm already one of those people that I'm a casual fan, a Hinge fan. So I only pay attention like around the tournament, towards the end of the tournament and stuff like that. But if there are no stars because they all went straight to the league, and now you can make money in college, but now I can make money in the league. So I think there are some people that really just need to see what the college experience is. I think they need to do a better job of really kind of showing what it's like to be on a college campus for a longer period of time.
Well, remember that montage from He Got Game? Just do that. Why don't they do that?
Oh, they can. I think
they still are.
Didn't Alabama get in trouble for doing some He Got Game stuff? You know, so yeah, it's one of those things. Like I think college was an amazing experience. College was awesome. And to be able to stay for 4 years or more longer, if you're me, that's an experience that, especially being young, that you probably won't get twice. Like, you can, mind you can go to college at any age and everything and still earn your degree and earn an amazing master's or whatever the case is, but there's something to be said about that time from 18 till about 20-21 in college that you don't get those times back. So I think, man, the college experience needs to be more, you know, upfront for these students to really understand.
Well, yeah, when Shaq went back to get his degree, I don't think he was hanging out in the dorms and going to parties.
No, you look weird. What's your big ass doing here, Shaq?
right.
No, to answer your guys' point, I do think college basketball is getting more exciting. I do think that the money coming in with NIL and whatnot allows it to be a little bit more of an exciting option for these kids. We've talked about, like, the big money, the house that they can get living big on campus for a couple of years, but then set themselves up really for life, as opposed to going and taking a chance in the G League, at least with their financials. You know, there's these upstart leagues like the OTE League. You know, you come out of high school, essentially, instead of going to the G League, you can take a contract and instead of waiting a year and go to college and have to go to the G League, that's your option. So instead of looking at $150,000, $200,000 salary to go do like semi-pro ball or, you know, low-level professional ball, keeps a lot more of these talented kids around, makes the game of college basketball overall more exciting. I just hope we get the fundamentals. That's a whole other point. But it's definitely getting more exciting with this talent that can be retained, but it needs to be coaching fundamentals to these kids that are being retained.
Or do it like baseball does it. You know, draft the kid that let him stay in college. You know they're going to go to this school. And then, hey, man, we're just going to – the Blazers are paying you for the next, you know, little bit until you get ready to come to the league. And then send them – to the G League and see how they fare there. Because what if you get this top, you know, this 18-year-old, and mind you, when you're 17, your body, your everything is much different by the time you're 19, especially after working out and stuff. So how many times have we seen the top-rated player in the country, O.J. Mayo, come out and be like, oh my gosh, O.J. Mayo's the number one, better than Kevin Love, number one player in the country. And what happened to O.J. Mayo?
Do you think, like, Larry Bird coming out, being drafted by the Boston Celtics, but then going back for another year, you know, to Indiana State?
Probably
and then
changed a lot of stuff.
Changed a lot for him physically, changed a lot for his game. I don't think it's bad if the NBA allowed that again. I think that's something to consider.
I absolutely think they should, but,
I don't know. I was, before the tournament, I was going through some pictures of, like, mid-2000s, late-2000s teams and some of the best, like, combos of players. That St. Joseph team with Jameer Nelson and Delonte West. You looked at the Illinois team with Luther Head and Dee Brown. And then you got that Florida team, that North Carolina team with Sean May, Rashard McCants. Like, I remember all those teams. I can't tell you that had these collections like that over the last 5 to 10 years. I mean, Villanova, when they had Archie Diacono and Jenkins and Hart and, you know, I guess that.
Wait, Denzel Valentine on that team?
DiVincenzo.
Oh, okay.
Denzel Valentine, he was Michigan State.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, I want to get back to that, where it's these groups, these collections, these guys coming back to the team for their second year, their third year together, their fourth year. I think that's what, I mean, that's what hypes up teams in pro leagues, right? It's
there's
like,
a
hey,
reason we hate Christian Laettner, you know, because for 3 years you watched him bust everybody's ass. You know, there's a reason that you hated Duke. You know, there's a reason that you hated that Florida team that won two in a row. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's reasons. You got a chance to watch these guys for long enough to build some type of either love or disdain for them over the next little bit. And with guys kind of coming in and leaving, that's why I'm glad NIL is there. Because now that it's there, the one reason we know kids leave, money. Like, I can't afford to do this anymore. But now if I can get paid, have a spot, you know what I'm saying, flip that into multiple spots or something like that, yeah, I think you'll see kids stay for a little bit longer if they can get, I mean, for somebody from the hood or somebody from nothing, man, $200,000 is a lot. You know, and you amass that much and be able to put in, you probably still have parents around you tell you, man, we're going to do this with the money and do this. Now I think kids probably could stay for much longer. Here's the issue, though. It's the NBA's issue, because now it's looked at as if you're 18 and you come out, you're a superstar. But if you're 20, you're Timmy, or 21 and you're a senior at this point. Well, now it's looked at, well, why didn't you come out as a freshman? Like, if you're really that good, because now you're looked at as a project. A 22-year-old project, and now you're looked at as old in the NBA. That's crazy. So this is an NBA issue, not like colleges, more than anything.
Correct. And gosh, we're up against it, but we didn't even get into the fact how transfer is throwing everything off as well. You know, like,
it's all just these a great dudes. Time to be a college student.
It is.
A college athlete. This is an awesome time for you.
But if this were around like that Florida team with Al Horford, Joakim Noah, Torian Green, Corey Brewer, the four of those guys wouldn't have stayed together under Billy Donovan.
Right.
It just wouldn't have happened.
Right.
No.
Right. All right. Hour number two coming up, and we got Marcus Greaves, former 1080 The Fan personality, former Oregon State Beaver, and currently down in San Diego. I feel terrible. I don't have his station that he is representing down there in San Diego. That, I feel like that is just journalism 101 from blah, 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 call letters. This is where he's at. Anyways, Marcus Greaves, I will give him the full-blown proper introduction next hour. I'll cut a promo for him as if we're wrestlers here.
Very good.
Next, Marcus Greaves, right here, hour number two, Sports Sunday, 1080 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season.
Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.